This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crazy weekend. Two airline passengers arrested for unruly behavior in D.C. Flights were briefly halted. There was some kind of a control issue. At the Yellowstone River, the cleanup continues after the train and bridge collapsed there. And, oh, yeah, the Russia revolt leaves the direction of what's happening in the Ukraine war very uncertain. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you had a wonderful weekend, and here we are kicking it into another week, the last week in June. Can you believe it? As we are halfway home, 6 months from now, it's Merry, Merry Christmas for those who celebrate. But it's not about Christmas in, or maybe it is, in talking about the situation with Russia. So here's the latest on what's happened since we last met, and it includes this. It's the Wagner chief who appears to be in a truce with the Wagner chief because the Russians are trying to figure out who is holding the power, and it might not be Putin. So in explaining these mercenaries and what happened, there was a crisis that unfolded in Russia on Saturday as Vladimir Putin faced an apparent insurrection from a former ally and the Russianary mercenary fighters that Prigozhin leads. So for the moment, things seem to be calm. As before I cracked open this mic, the forces that answer to him, the Wagner group is who he is, they've stopped their march toward Moscow and turned around. It happened after an agreement between the two was brokered by the Belarusian president. This is all coming, of course, out of the Kremlin. So criminal charges against Prigozhin will be dropped, and the Wagner boss is going to go to Belarus. But the dispute leaves a challenge to Putin's leadership and the potential loss of Putin's most successful field commanders, because that's what's happened. So now there's a shift in the course of the war in Ukraine. And, you know, what happened? How did this dispute start? How did this all unfold? I guess there's been tensions that have been simmering for months with Russian military leaders over what they believe to be failures within the military. So now there is this whole idea of blaming what's happening with the fighters dying in heaps in Ukraine and sitting on the doorstep of Putin. So two of his top military leaders, that's pretty simple to understand, have been on the receiving end of this Wagner group that went to go toward the Kremlin. And they were even talking about firing squads. It's all like a jigsaw puzzle. But what you need to know is that an incredibly strong ally of Putin's went after Putin, basically, and tried to take control of the main Russian military command base in the southern region of Russia, and told two Russian military commanders that he would send a blockade and send his forces to Moscow. And that's what was happening. So there was this infighting that was going on with a couple of the military generals, and then ultimately the target was Putin. So now there's been this crazy about face, so this crisis sort of was stopped in its tracks because of the Belarusian president who negotiated that and negotiated security for the Wagner group on the table to stop the dash to Moscow, which who knows what would have happened there. So one of the most credible Russian field commanders is not on board and went after Putin and went after other generals and created this chaos happening right there on Russian territory. That's it in a nutshell. Chaos in Russian military ranks and the march toward Moscow and how that affects the Ukrainian war. The Ukrainian military kept pushing its offensive over the weekend, but what was happening with the rebellion next door to them sort of eased the Ukrainian path to victory. So there have been several areas that have been liberated from Russian control because of certain tactical things that happened. So, of course, the United States and NATO allies are closely monitoring the situation in Russia. And even one of our top generals, Mark Milley, canceled a trip to the Middle East because of the crisis that's happening in Russia. And to explain it a little more, this Wagner Group is not a single traditional company, but a network of organizations providing fighters for hire, normally with the approval of the Kremlin, right? And they've operated in maybe 30 countries. They have two training camps in Russia. So it's deeply intertwined with the Russian military and the intelligence community under Putin. So them not following Putin is a very, very big deal. This group of powerful mercenaries that are part of this group, right? I mean, and we're talking about maybe 50,000 fighters, 50,000 of those fighters deployed to Ukraine, the majority recruited from inside Russian prisons. So, I mean, look, they're notorious. They're accused of mass executions and rape and child abductions and physical abuse in Central African Republic and other places. So now you've got the counteroffensive against the Russian forces. This is a critical phase in this war. And you have Ukraine trying to restore territorial sovereignty. And with the chaos in Russia, and you think of the front line between Ukrainian and Russian forces, wow, could we be seeing the end of Putin? Because he needs a military victory for his survival. And with that chaos and with that amount of troops that we're talking about, boy, that creates a much different situation. You can bet that this is what everybody is going to be talking about throughout the upcoming week. And ultimately, there's lots and lots of questions about who survives this. And it very well might not be Putin. All right, what's going on in these airports that we had some weird chaos over the weekend? That's coming up.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
So what's going on in the airports? There's always something, right? Not complaints overall about massive delays or computer outages, but in D.C., briefly, you know, Reagan National, Dulles airports finally were able to resume. They were stopped by air traffic controller problems. And, you know, what does that mean? It means that they had, you know, when obviously when the systems are down, it's suspended about an hour. It's suspended on Sunday evening flights in and out because of the major air traffic control facility there. And it was a communications snafu. So they had to have some repairs that were made to that at the Terminal Radar Approach Control Facility. That's the official name. So those repairs happened, and departures from National and Dulles were subjected to a ground stop. But everybody knew what it was. They announced it, boom, right away, and then they got things hustled up pretty quickly. So it wasn't as much of a disaster as it could have been. And then this whole idea of now we just classify it as unruly behavior is that you had a jet from the United Kingdom to Turkey, for example, was diverted to Greece early Sunday after two passengers were drunk and started shouting at other passengers and crew members. They were arrested on the plane after the plane was, you know, landed. And, of course, disturbing the peace. There wasn't any physical altercation or any of that. And then you had a flight from Boston to Los Angeles where you had a passenger that was belligerent and yelling. And also you had to have the same situation where they made it to the destination, but they had to be taken off the flight. So if you remember, there was a time during the pandemic when people started to fly a little bit again where they had to, in the United States, they had to restrict alcohol. You know, like Southwest was famous for that. You'd get drink coupons, and they had to just completely knock out the whole idea of serving alcohol because of what was happening with passengers. And hopefully some of that personal control is not gone haywire again. Of course, one of the flights was overseas. Like I said, there were Americans on those planes, but the Americans weren't involved in that. Nothing like somebody becoming mad, you know, being drunk and shouting at you on the plane to just kind of freak you out a little bit, right? Terrible. And then this, I don't know that it's a rational fear, because how often does it happen? We've seen it happen in the United States, and this is one that's not in the United States, but when you ride these incredible roller coasters with the force that they have now, and depending on the type of roller coaster they are, some accidents have happened where somebody slipped under something, fell off the roller coaster, and here in Sweden, you had riders that fell from a derailed roller coaster, killing one person and injuring seven others. This was at an amusement park in Stockholm, and they say, the witnesses that saw it happen, it looked like the train, the front of the train jumped off the tracks before coming to a stop. One car tilted toward the ground, and the front of the train partly derailed, so it stopped on the track at about 20 to 25 feet. So you had 14 people on board this, and you had, of course, children. They had minor, most of them had minor injuries. One had a serious injury, and you had one person that died. And people, it was called the Jetline roller coaster. People described that, you know, they're running around doing the normal thing you do over the weekend at an amusement park, and they look up and they start to see this roller coaster come apart, and, you know, one of the wheel assemblies of one of the cars crashed to the ground, and people started to fly out and fall out of the car. And that was, of course, where you had, you even had a man who was sitting on a beam below the stopped train. So he was straddling the beam and waiting for help. So there was complete panic, but he was lucky that he hit that beam. And of course, then the amusement park is evacuated and it's got to be closed for a week, and they're investigating what happened there. This is a 2,600 foot long roller coaster. It opened in the late 80s and it was renovated, I guess, in 2000. And it has a top speed of 56 miles an hour and has a maximum height of 98 feet. And the amusement park is Sweden's oldest amusement park. Oh, boy, I looked at some of the pictures of that, and that, it did look catastrophic. Of course, it was catastrophic. It did look scary that you would be somewhere near it, and you could hear you could see the things unfolding and look up in the sky and for one, see the poor guy who was straddled on the beam. But like I said, he was the lucky one compared to some of the others who just completely fell out and had nothing stopping them from, you know, 20, 25 feet. And like I said, I mean, is there that moment when you get on some of these fantastical roller coasters, which, you know, the how many rides go and how many amusement parks? Let's just stick to the United States. And some of these, like I said, amazing roller coasters. How often do you hear those stories? And of course, it's a tiny percentage, very, very small percentage. But I don't know. I think there's something that can just be there in the back of your mind of, how safe is this? How safe is this for me to be on this roller coaster and with the kind of loops it's making? And what if it gets stuck? Because we've seen that where some of them have gotten stuck, and then people have to be pulled off the roller coaster, but they're at least in the car where they're not falling off, and the whatever the car is, however it's designed, is also not falling off the tracks. But you see where the heights are and where that could be even more dangerous. So I can't imagine what that feeling, that sinking feeling, because there was lots of kids on this roller coaster. For parents who put kids on, you know, they're standing outside waiting, which there were some of those, as it was described in this Swedish park, who are waiting, and then they look up and then see that, wow, and you are completely, completely helpless. You know, there's nothing that you can do other than pray, keep your fingers crossed, and in that split second, hope that they're not falling off of that roller coaster right before your very eyes. All right, speaking of derailments closer to home, you have that cleanup that's continuing after that train carrying potential contaminants derailed in the Yellowstone River in Montana. They were carrying hot asphalt and molten sulfur, and it left a bunch of tankers in this river, and it decimated the railroad portion of it's actually a pretty area. I've been to this area, the Twin Rivers Bridges in Stillwater County. So did the derailment cause the bridge to collapse, or did the collapse happen before the derailment? Three of the rail cars that derailed were carrying the hot asphalt I mentioned. Four had the sulfur, and the impacted cars were also carrying the sodium hydrosulfate, which is a corrosive substance, but it didn't go into the river. So now it's about just figuring out pulling these cars out and not having that happen. Being able to get to it. The track repairs, I guess, were made, but it's pulling all of that apart and then figuring out how this happened, because on Sunday, there were reports of gobs of asphalt going down the river that probably were part of that derailment. And now they have to look at the other water samples to figure out what that is. And they're saying that the drinking water there is not affected right now, but they're looking at the potential impacts. And you see the bridge, and it's a, like I said, it's a beautiful area, and it just collapsed right in the middle, and the cars have just, you know, they just fell off, and it happened on Saturday around 6:45 or so in the morning, and they're investigating the cause of that. At this point, they certainly don't know. Coming up, your thoughts on all kinds of things, including Chris asking if I like chocolate milk. What's that all about? Whoa.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A new poll shows former President Trump is expanding his lead over the rest of the Republican presidential field despite his federal indictment. The NBC News survey finds only single-digit support for former Vice President Mike Pence, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Some damage is being reported in Indiana after a suspected tornado hit the central part of the state. Tornado warnings were in effect in multiple counties on Sunday. It turns out U.S. intelligence agencies briefed the White House and Congress last week of an expected arms rebellion in Russia. The spy agencies had picked up strong signals in mid-June that Wagner Group mercenary boss Yevgeny Prigozhin was planning a revolt against Russia's defense ministry. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse returns to the front of the box office pack with $19 million. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Well, hallelujah. We didn't have to do many digging around excavations of the virtual mail because so many of you always send your thoughts, and that's a good thing. Kate at Kate Delaney Radio, you can do it 24/7. Just click on contact, and just like that, bada bing, you are in. You gotta love that. So we got this one from Chris, who listens to us in New Orleans, and he says, "Hey Kate, I got a question for you. Do you like chocolate milk? I feel like I'm a chocolate milk aficionado, and I like Nestle Nesquik. That's my favorite. I like to drink it and do my binge watching over the weekend." You know, it's such a weird question that you asked me that, but I just had this conversation with somebody and we just bought the kind you stir in, you know, the Nestle Nesquik stuff. You can get it where it's already pre-made at Walmart or Staples or wherever. I mean, I think anywhere, but, I learn from a guest that we had on this show that it's got nutrients in it. So you think, oh, chocolate milk versus the other kinds of milks, that the other kinds of milk that's out there. But of course, the calcium, the protein, and antioxidants are in it too. But I mean, come on, I would be real if I'm going to have chocolate milk because I like the taste of chocolate milk, right? And it is a comfort thing. So it's so strange, Chris, that you asked me that question. I just had that happen where the Hubs likes it. And he's like, "Will you get some Nestle quick?" Because that's the thing for him. That and a bowl of cereal. So there you go. All right, this on a more serious note from Max. Kate, now what, that the Titanic sub imploded? What's the latest as far as that investigation? It's such a good question because, of course, they're looking at the pieces they're pulling up from the bottom seafloor and what led to the fatal implosion of that submersible. But now they also have voice recordings from the mothership, the Polar Prince, which carried that submersible and the five occupants to the wreckage site. So they're also listening to that. They're collecting information from the data recorder and the other vessel systems that have information and trying to figure out what happened and why, if they could. And, you know, that's what they're doing now at this point. And we know it's Ocean Gate, and Ocean Gate lost communication with its host during the descent into the Atlantic Ocean, to the deteriorating wreckage of the Titanic, which is more than 12,000 feet below the ocean's surface. And the five-person crew, you know, they perished. And it's now piecing all of that together. And people, you know, this was the thing people couldn't stop talking about. If you want to talk about, I say this show's about what's in your backyard and mine. It wasn't in our backyard, but everybody was talking about this submersible and why did they do it? And didn't they know there was information that this was kind of like, hey, we're tinkering here. But I can see, I mean, look, this is people who have serious money and are doing extreme things. Like, hey, I can afford to go do that. Who else is going to, you know, there's a handful of us that can go down and see this sub, and they took other people down, and they have this incredible reputation, a couple of people connected to it. So I feel safe. I mean, I could dig a little further, and there's people that are critical of it and don't feel like this is safe, but that seems, I'm, you know, trusting what I'm seeing here. The people who have sort of signed off on this, but yet I saw something on the CBS. It was Sunday morning on CBS, and the reporter had done a story almost exactly a year ago, and had gone out and gone onto the submersible and was gone for 10 days and was completely excited and everything was fine on that journey. But throughout the piece that he had, there were conversations about safety and backup systems after backup systems and all of that, you know, in between. So the redundancies, but there were parts and there were other aspects of it that just seemed kind of kooky. Like, this is a guy who does this for a living, and he has some parts that, you know, make you scratch your head. And you saw that in this piece where the reporter went, which was a year earlier. So there you go. All right, let's move off on to, because I'm going to squeeze as many as I can, this one from Bill, who says, Kate, it's so crazy how much all of us, I mean, and that's vanity, right? How much of us, how many of us want to be in the best shape of our lives, but we don't necessarily want to work for it. And this whole Ozempic pill thing in my neighborhood has become like something that's just taken over the conversation, because people who have it have lost a lot of weight by taking the pill, and only two of them are diabetic. And it's and the ones that are diabetic, my friend who lives across the street who's diabetic says it's hard to get what he needs of Ozempic because they're running out because of the demand for it. Yeah. You know, it's strange because now they're talking about, because it's so big, now they're talking about knockoffs, and there are knockoffs, but that they're approving more knockoffs, and they're trying to, you know, get them to market as soon as they can. I mean, this was first approved to treat diabetes. There's no doubt, because it mimics gut hormones that play this role in your blood sugar. And of course, what do you think that also is the byproduct of that doing it? It suppresses your appetite. And the way it's been described is you don't even feel hungry. Like, it's not like, oh, I'm wrestling with everybody wants to go out to eat, and I can't. I just want to have pizza. I want to do what, like, you're not even hungry. at all. And because some famous people like Kim Kardashian lost a ton of weight on that, and when I say a ton, like 20-some pounds or whatever it was, that, you know, this became what other people were seeking. But it's really interesting for, you know, people flocking to this Ozempic to get rid of these pounds, and it's this pill. And it's become very popular for weight loss. But, you know, you're also talking about injections. So a lot of people don't want to have needles. So would you take needles to lose weight? I mean, there's just, wow. It's just the sales have soared. I mean, off the shelves soared. Did they see this coming? No. I don't think they saw this coming at all. They're talking about it could reach $100 billion in annual sales in the upcoming years. It's just that prominent because of people, men and women, trying to lose weight, take the pill. That's it. You know, that's it. Boom, you're done. Keep taking the pill, taking the pill, taking the pill, taking the pill. But then, like I said, it created that weird backlash of people that needed it, actually really needed it for their diabetes, and then suddenly, you know, couldn't get it. All right, let's go to another one here. This one is from Jake, and Jake says, Kate, oh, we are so hot in Texas. I heard you talking about the weather. And it is, tell the listeners, whatever they think is hell is like, it is 10 times hotter than that. It is really dangerous. I mean, we've had people that have passed out all over the place, and they had cooling stations that have been set up. But I think some people think they can do the normal things that they do in the middle of the day, and you really, really can't. And it's created some power surges, too. And, of course, the panic is that it with this heat that's gripped Texas, that it's going to get worse and worse, and we're going to see that we're going to have a collapse of the whole grid, and that would be just an absolute disaster. Yeah, that would be an absolute disaster, wouldn't it? The heat wave is in its third week of soaring temperatures. And most of the heat advisories and warnings, at least the last couple of days for sure, and the last week, have been for most of Texas. But Oklahoma got it. Louisiana got parts of that. There were other places in the U.S. that were feeling that really, really hot weather. I think one of the things that was highlighted is because of Texas is because of that grid that he mentioned, and that's part of the deal. But, you know, there was other weather. There was tornado warnings and watches on Sunday in Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky. And once those twisters bubble up, and then we see the aftermath when it hits some of these suburbs, you know, we've had lots of tornadoes that have hit small towns in this last month. The month of June, which is almost over, has been a really tough month for tornadoes, especially. And by the way, as an offshoot to this, because I had Gene, who asked me about the kid who died in Texas at Big Bend, that did happen. He was hiking with his stepfather and brother in that extreme heat on Friday at Big Bend, which is a beautiful area. And they got a call, and turns out he fell ill on the trail. The 14-year-old lost consciousness, and they just could not bring him back. Now, that's an awful, awful thing. Man Cave next.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, The dog, yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for that. We are in the man cave. And one of the things I talk about in my book, Invade the Man Cave, is the sport of golf. The Travelers is one of the PGA Tour's new designated events in 2023. That's what they call it. And remember what happened with the Saudi-backed tour, LIV. I think that helped really pump up the cash in that. It has a $20 million purse. And, of course, the field is all the who's who in the world of golf anyway. So what's interesting is an old friend of this show who's come on with me several times, Keegan Bradley, won. He won $3.6 million. He is such a great guy. He is such a great guy. So I'm very, very happy for him. And he was a couple of strokes ahead of everybody else. And it's interesting to look at the payouts with that amount of money that I just mentioned. So you think about that and you look at, I was looking at what everybody was getting. So like if you, there were a bunch of golfers that came in ninth, like Justin Thomas, the American, is one of them in that group. And they made $525,000. Not bad for a day in the course when you come in at, you know, there. And of course, as you go further down the list, you make less and less money. But good for Keegan Bradley. Like I said, he really found his footing. And to me, and as I interviewed him in person a couple of times, he was never in bad shape, but he got in better shape. He said he put down some of the fast food and lost a little bit of weight and wasn't as fatigued walking around. That's one of the big differences of what the Live Tour was. They could wear shorts, and you know, the PGA Tour, you're in long pants doing the thing where you're walking the course. And he wasn't complaining about that, but he was saying how he was fatigued a lot. And so dropping a little bit of that weight without Ozempic, he made a difference. It made a difference in, he felt like it made a difference in his game. And he fell just short of the PGA Tour scoring record, but he had a 3-shot lead over Zach Blair and Brian Harman. So good for him. And then you had Rory McIlroy, who's been hovering around the top of these leaderboards, the Irish golfer from Northern Ireland, and he hit his first ace on the PGA Tour. Because when you are on the PGA Tour, there's like 3,000 par threes. And he finally hit one. And what kind of the tradition is, if you hit an ace, you're buying a round for whoever's there in the clubhouse. So he did have to buy the round, but because he finished so well in the Travelers, and he certainly makes plenty of money, he can afford to do that. So speaking of the Live Tour, the Saudi-backed tour, and the PGA Tour, the top leaders of both of those organizations are requested to shed some more light on the deal and come and testify. So representatives from the PGA, Live Tour, and the Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund have been asked to do that by Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat from Connecticut, of course, and Ron Johnson, a Republican from Wisconsin, to testify at this July hearing related to this agreement between the two parties after this power struggle in professional golf. The PGA Tour was reportedly $50 million in the hole with legal fees. And, of course, that's what I think happened all along. The Saudis have nothing but gold, and you're not going to fight them. I think they ran out of cash. They can't fight them if they don't have the money to fight them. So I believe that's exactly what happened there, and why that happened, because they just did not have the money to continue to go after it. All right, big deal in College World Series action. So you had LSU and you had Florida, and boy, oh boy, did the Gators come to play. I mean, Florida's offense exploded. 24-4, the most runs scored in a game in men's College World Series history. I mean, and it's like up and down that lineup, they were hitting. So the Gators win. The Gators and the Tigers will meet on Monday night at 7 o'clock Eastern in a winner-take-all championship game. So Gator Nation gets down to business, and like I said, they make history, and the LSU Tigers just watch as it all, you know, as it all just came down to, wow, what do? We can't stop these guys. They're on fire. And by the way, it's a best of three series, so that's why they've got the Monday night game. So we'll see what happens there. So there's still a chance for everybody listening, for all you LSU fans, there's still a chance that they're going to come through. They're going to come back after getting completely routed. How about Coach Reed big man for the Wolves, Reed, agreed to a 3-year, $42 million extension for the Minnesota Timberwolves. It's interesting because we went through what happened in the draft, right? And we were talking about what was going on in the draft. And so Reed was one of those guys who was looking at what his options were going to be in free agencies. free agency rather, and the T-Wolves wouldn't have been able to offer him as many minutes, because that's what he was wanting minutes too, as many minutes as some of the other teams were able to probably heap on him, if you will, and trying to figure that out. His agents were trying to negotiate that. But on Sunday, they worked it out. I mean, he's young. He's going to be 24 coming up in a month or so. And he's, you know, when you look at big guys, and that's one of the things we talked about in the draft, when you look at big guys off the bench, and how important is it to have that guy off the bench, and how many minutes are they averaging? In his case, he averaged less than 20 minutes, something like 18 minutes, because he's got big guys in front of him. But for the Timberwolves to be able to have that extra layer, and I see this in other teams, how great is that? Is that a good move for the Wolves? I think it's a really good move, because they probably would have lost him, and then the value that they could get as well, because as he's part of that rotation, he is still going to be an attractive, probably, target. So when you have this NBA draft situation and you look at how you would grade some moves, and then you look at players that are on the team, and then you look at the starters, and then you look at the situation of the backups, and then what does the future look like? I think that was a very, very smart move. And like I said, we talked a lot about the draft and what happened in the draft, and who was shedding players and who was looking to secure players, and there's no way to know, I think, until you get into the training camps and the regular season, and somebody gets hurt, or how quickly somebody's really in and out of a rotation, to know who's the immediate impact players. You just know what they look like they could be as far as impact, being impactful, I guess is what I'm trying to say here. Wow. How can we be out of time in the man cave? I didn't have time to talk about Aaron Rodgers pushing for the acceptance of psychedelics. He might be in the right place for that in New York, playing for the Jets. But I guess that's his big, big push, because, you know, he's going to debut with the Jets after years with the Green Bay Packers. He was at a conference talking about taking ayahuasca with his teammates. Wow. Perfect place to end this. Be safe, be happy, be sane, my friends. This is the way.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.